This sunny Saturday, a block of Georgetown, a popular shopping district in Washington, D.C., is closed to cars but jam-packed with people, eating for a good cause.
I love eating. I'm a big fan of eating. So it does make the food taste a little bit better to know that I'm helping someone else while I'm eating the food.
Kevin Heinsheimer is one of the more than 10,000 people attending the Taste of Georgetown. The annual event raises money for a local nonprofit group that helps the homeless. James Bracco is the executive director of the Georgetown Business Improvement District, which organizes the festival.
So we've got 30 of our best restaurants here in Georgetown showcasing some of their best dishes. And again, the proceeds go to the Ministry Center.
The fundraiser began 18 years ago as a bake sale on the lawn of this church, where today local musicians entertain festival goers. Since Bracco's organization took over 7 years ago, the event has grown into a major food festival, raising more than $120,000 for the homeless assistance program.
We think it's a great way for folks to be able to help the Ministry Center and enjoy some great food. I mean, yeah, you can just as easily write a check, but it's not as much fun as what you're going to have today.
Jenny Thomas agrees. She brought her fiancé here to celebrate his birthday.
I did some research to try to, you know, he's really into food, to try to find some areas that had either a food event or workshops, and we found this, and it was a good cause, and we thought, why not? Let's do it.
Food for a Good Cause is the mission at this event, too. The 300 bowls on display are for sale. The proceeds go to the Capital Area Food Bank, the largest nonprofit food distribution center in the Washington area. Shamaya Holloway is its communication manager.
Guests come in, they select one of the many bowls here for $25, and then they proceed inside and get a symbolic meal of soup and bread. So we have many different restaurants that have generously donated soup.
The bowls have also been donated by local artists, galleries, and schools. Half of them were made by art gallery owner Jody Walsh and her husband.
And I love food. I love food. And I'm an artist, and I love art. So when you put the two of them together, you end up with empty bowls.
Empty Bowls is the name of this fundraiser, and Holloway says it symbolizes the plight of the hungry around the nation's capital.
There are over 600,000 people at risk of hunger right here. We witnessed a 25% increase in the demand for our services. We have over 700 partner agencies. They're experiencing up from 20 to 100% increase in demand. They're seeing new faces. People who have never been to the food bank before are now coming.
Holloway says in the current economic downturn, the food bank needs support from the community more than ever. And that's what brought Kristen Conti to Empty Bowls.
I believe in the mission. That's the number one thing. I want to help the group. And it sounds like it's going to be a great meal.
For producer June So, Amy Katz, VOA News.